But take your Bibles real quick and go with me. And I want to share something that's kind of on my heart, really, for today. And go with me to John 14, okay? John chapter 14 is where we'll be. John chapter 14. Let me ask you a personal question. How is your heart this evening? Is your heart a little heavy? A little, maybe a little sad, maybe a little concerned, maybe it's jubilant, I don't know. But how is your heart this evening? I would say for a lot of people today, their heart might be a little heavy as they're looking at our country, looking around the world, and the things that are going on. I'd say there might be a little concern there as well. But I'm thankful that our hope is not in the White House. I'm thankful that our hope is not in the government. But I'm thankful that our great hope is in our great God, our great Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, as I come to chapter 14 of John, these individuals, these men, these disciples who have been with Jesus for some time now, these are men who have seen mighty things of God. They have seen God work in such strong and powerful ways. Now have a very, very, very heavy heart. Their heart is burdened. Their heart, as Jesus says, is troubled. They have a lot of concern upon it. And they don't know exactly what the future holds for them. They just heard some news about what Jesus has just said. They're very concerned about it. Jesus has told them, give you kind of an update here real quick as we come to it, and I read the first verse in a moment, that He's going away. He's leaving. Could you imagine your best friend coming to you? Maybe you had one growing up. Maybe you still do. Hope you still do have a best friend. But you had a good friend growing up, and maybe that good friend, when it came to you in middle school or high school, said, look, I'm moving away. And maybe that was really a burden for your heart. Maybe that was really heavy on your heart. You didn't want to lose your best friend. Well, try to picture that times 100. That's what's happening with these men. Jesus has just come to them and says, look, I'm going away, and where I'm going, you can't follow me right now. They've been following Him for three and a half years, but now all of a sudden they can't go? What's going on with that? They don't understand. They don't understand the future. They don't know what it holds. They don't know what's going to become of it. And so their heart is highly confused, highly troubled. What in the world am I going to do now? Is kind of what I'm picturing in my mind. At this meeting, at the, you can call it a farewell message if you want to, above Jesus. There's meeting together in upper room here in John chapter 14. But their heart is heavy. Look at it with me. The Bible says this in John chapter 14, verse number 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself. That where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me. If ye had known Me, ye should have known My Father also. And from henceforth ye know Him and have seen Him. Philip saith unto the Lord, show us the Father, and it will sufficeth us. He's saying, let us see, and we will believe. That's what he's trying to say here, Philip is. Verse number 9. And Jesus saith unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known Me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in Me, the words that I speak unto you? I speak not of Myself, but of the Father that dwelleth in Me. He doeth the works. Believe Me that I am in the Father, and the Father in Me. Or else, believe Me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on Me the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto My Father. At this moment, we can continue reading on in chapter 14 and see some very encouraging words for these troubled times and troubled hearts. But I want to encourage you tonight and with this title, A Cure for a Troubled Heart. A Cure for a Troubled Heart. You see, these guys at this moment, man, their heart is absolutely burdened. It's absolutely crushed. It's absolute concern with the future and what's going to happen to them. Their best friend, the Lord Jesus, is leaving. What are they going to do? Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. So what's the cure for that? What did Jesus tell these guys about their troubled hearts? He knew about it. What did He tell them? He didn't look at them and say, just get over it. He didn't say that. He didn't say, just be joyful. He didn't say that either. There's one thing, actually I believe He said it 7 times at least, made reference to it. That was going to be the cure for their troubled heart through this uncertain time of their life. And it was this. Believe me. Believe me. Look at verse number 1 again. All right, John 14. Verse number 1. Let not your heart be troubled. He knew it was. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. Believe me. What was He trying to get across to these disciples who were absolutely concerned for the future? He was simply saying this, look guys, I know there's a lot of turmoil going on in your heart. I know there's a lot of turmoil going on in your stomach at this moment. Your heart is probably in the pit thereof. I know you need direction. I know you need comfort. I know you need peace. I know you're hurting. But here's what you need at this moment. It is this. Trust me. Trust me. 7 times scattered throughout this farewell message, Jesus says to these troubled hearts, believe me. Trust me. Put your confidence in me. Have faith in me. Count on me. Believe me. Look, I get it. It is easier said than done. But this is no excuse not to do it. Not to trust Him, not to believe Him, not to rest in Him. Because until we trust Jesus with our troubled heart, that heart, you know what's going to happen? It's going to stay troubled. Trust Him. Trust Him. Don't let your heart continue to stay in knots and continue to stay in turmoil. Rather, commit your way unto the Lord and simply trust Him. Be a doer of the Word, not just a hearer only. Trust Him. He says here, look, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also. That means the same way you believe in God the Father, believe also in the same way in me. In me. Look, I know there may be some who are confused, maybe some fearful. Can I just encourage you to do something? Trust Him. Just trust Him. Believe in Him. The Bible says this, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Look, and this truth is what Jesus is trying to get across to these 11 disciples at this moment, just to simply trust in Him. No, the disciples did not know what the future was going to hold for them. They had no idea what was coming. No idea. They had no idea that there was a Garden of Gethsemane coming with 600 Roman soldiers coming at them to arrest Jesus. They didn't know that there was going to be a brutal beating of the Lord Jesus. They did not know that the cross was in the near future exactly that way. But Jesus did. And what did Jesus tell these fearful and confused and troubled disciples? Believe me. Trust me. Trust in me. They didn't know what the future held, but Jesus did. And that's exactly why they could trust. Trust in Him. Listen, I don't know how your heart is this evening, but I can tell you this. You can trust in Him to give you comfort, to give you peace, to give you true joy, to give you life. You can trust in Him. Let not your heart, He said, let not, that's an emphatic, don't let it happen. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Listen, this whole chapter leading up to what's about to happen to Jesus, He is trying to get across to them, just trust me. Believe in me. So maybe you're here this evening and your heart is a little, let's just say it this way, it is absolutely tore up. Just trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him. Can I encourage you today to simply trust Him? As the Bible says, apply this to your life. As the Bible says this in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Casting all of your care, that word care means simply your worry, your anxiety, your troubled heart, all of it. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't either. But take all of it and cast it. Cast it, the Bible says. Again, we finish that verse. 1 Peter 5, 7. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. So will you do that today? Will you do that this evening? Will you cast all of your care upon the lovely Lord Jesus who cares more for you than you can possibly ever imagine? Trust in Him. Trust in Him. Again, chapter 14, verse number 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. You can do that. You can do that. I wanted to kind of just give you a little devotion this evening. That was something that's on my heart today. As began to be on my heart last night. Just simply trust Him. Trust in the Lord. Believe Him. Believe Him.